Hey, nobody likes to be told what to do, right? But God has a will that he wants us to know about. But I'm going to teach you how you get to be empowered to make your own choice on the next More Faith, More Life podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to a More Faith, More Life podcast. We're so glad to be together. We're going to talk about some great things today about how do you place your heart, your mind, your strength, your emotions. Where do you put them in a changing world? When things are changing and the people are talking about wars and rumors of wars and, of course, you know, things are changing in the government, where do you put yourself so you're walking by faith that still produces life? And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first I want to introduce, just in case you don't know, our friends that know us, of course, would know, that this is Kathy. She's been my wife for many, many years.
Many, many years.
And she's been in the ministry. We've been in the ministry together as a team ever since, pretty much since we decided to follow Jesus. Yeah. And so we've been working on some things, and I just decided it's time that maybe she should just join me on the podcast. Having her here is going to make it a lot better for you. You're going to do...
Oh, really?
You can fill in the
Thank
gaps.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Well, you're prettier than I am, and so you got they can look on the that camera if they want to.
Well, I'm excited. You're giving me the chance.
Yeah. So I just think it's going to reach more people and help more people, because that's our goal, Kathy, is you and I are solid. If get people to walk by real faith,
right,
then it's going to produce more life.
More life.
Yeah. And, of course, in the middle of between that faith and that life is a person, Jesus. This is not blind faith, you know. This is not, I'm trying to do it, and there's no person there. There's a person that we have faith in.
Right.
And that person said, I am the way, the truth, I am the life.
I am the life.
I've come to give you life, abundant life. Abundant. So at the end of the at the end of the road of every day of your life is life, but you got to start by faith in this person, and maybe you'd say this too, not because you've been a Bible reader for a long time. You read the Bible every day. I see your wife read it every day. It's faith in the whole system and that whole book you're holding, right?
Right.
You know, you're reading your Bible. You don't want to just have faith for, I believe Jesus is the Savior of the world. Great, I do too. There's a whole lot of other stuff there to put your faith to that will produce life. And of course,
more life.
You do that every day. I heard you the other day. By the way, she preached a great sermon at Revive Church. If you want to get it on the faith of Abraham, you can go to our website, or you can go to our app or YouTube.
Wherever,
yeah, and you can catch that. It was really, really good. Now, what was I saying? She's been walking by faith for a long time, and we have seen the result in it, and I want to have that result for you. So today we're going to talk about a lot of things, but I have a little bit of a – anybody here married, raise your hand. Okay, I have a little bit of a pet peeve, which you could have without being married, but I want to tell one that we have. Okay, so the other day we're out and we're doing some business and stuff like that, and we're driving around, and I'm saying, are you hungry? Would you just like, I bet you're hungry. You probably like, it was like 2 p.m. or something, so we kind of skipped lunch, and it's a little early for dinner, but I thought, you know, you need to get something to eat. Well, you know, there wasn't too much around, so there's always one place you can find though, right? What's that one place?
McDonald's. Golden Arches.
And our current grandkids, is that right, Zion?
Yeah.
Love McDonald's. Brooke, when she was growing up, do you know we used to hide her eyes? We'd drive and we'd see McDonald's and we didn't want to go. We'd been to too many of them, so we'd put our hands over her eyes and she'd be fighting. What are you doing? What are you doing? We'd make some excuse so she wouldn't see it so we could go somewhere else. But anyway, so here's my pet peeve about this, I guess, if that's the right word. But anyway, so we're going to McDonald's now, okay? So we, you know, pull up and there's all the cars in front of us, and now cars are piling up behind us, right? And so then you pull around, and everybody knows what you do. You pull around to the sign, and there it is, and we're sitting there. And we're sitting there, and there's cars behind us, and there's cars in front of us. I said, Kathy, we need to order. Order? What are you doing? Why are you sitting and looking at this?
Yeah.
And what do you say? I'm trying to what?
Well, I'm trying to make a decision. I want to see what all is being offered today at McDonald's.
And I tell Kathy, it's McDonald's. Everybody knows the menu. People know the song. They've known all the songs about all the food. And I'm going, Kathy, you know what's at McDonald's. Just order. Look at the people behind us. They're like, who's up there? Is this an alien or something? Never been to McDonald's before? It's McDonald's. Okay, so we had this conversation,
yes,
right?
We did.
And finally, she ordered the same. I can't remember. It was, guess what?
What?
It was a McDonald's hamburger that time.
Yes.
But the reason is the time before that.
Yes.
Then, so same scenario. We're there. Cars are backed up. We're in the drive-thru and all that. And one other thing. I'm in a hurry. We're in a hurry. We need to be somewhere. But I wanted to get her something to eat before we get there. But we're on a schedule, okay? So now all these cars are lined up. We're on a schedule. She's staring at the menu again, trying to decide what she wants. And without mentioning anything to me, she yells out, because, you know, if you yell across, you can tell them your order. She yells out, I'll take a fish sandwich. I go, a fish sandwich? How can you take a fish sandwich? That's the longest sandwich they have to get. And you have to park then, because they don't have them ready. They don't have them ready. And so you have to park. So we had the fish sandwich. So now we're in a hurry. And now we drive over here and park, and we'll bring it out to you. And she got her fish sandwich, but we had a little bit of wait, and we were a little bit late. So being married, that's the story. But there's more to it than that, because understanding what McDonald's has is very much like holding that Bible.
Yeah.
You see, she has faith because she knows what's in that book. I have faith because I know what's on that menu. I already know, right?
Yeah.
We're out driving, half a block away, and I already tell you what I'm going to get, you know?
Yeah.
We don't eat at fast food hardly ever, but some once in a while you got to be fast. But when she got up, she was like, well, I got to choose. I got to decide what I want. Now, why would I put that into this More Faith, More Life podcast? Because in the book of Deuteronomy, in the last chapter, God says this, I lay before you life and death,
yes,
blessing and cursing. Choose life. Now,
yes.
Here's what most people do, Kathy. They do exactly what, I'm only joking about the McDonald's. I mean, it did happen, but I'm not. That's not that important to me. But the point being is, I knew what I wanted before I got there. And before I looked at the menu, but I really knew what I already wanted. I just need to know which number it is, you know? And so when I pick up my Bible, I already know what's in there, and I already know what I want. But most people do what you did at the menu, is they kind of know their Bible, but every day they get up and try to decide what they want. And if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, I'm saying, it's the Bible. It's the kingdom of God. You know what you're supposed to do. You know how to live. You know what you're even supposed to want.
Yes.
You're supposed to want to love God with all your heart. Serve the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
You know, love with all your heart. Treat your neighbor like you would, all yourself. All that's there.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's what people do. They get up or they go to church or whatever, and they go like, well, what are you doing with your life? And you go, well, I'm trying to decide what I want. I'm going like, you're trying to decide what you want. You can't be a Christian and do that. A Christian has already decided.
Yes.
As you know, that song goes, I have decided to follow Jesus. And Paul wrote and said, was it Paul or Abraham that wrote fully persuaded? Paul wrote, I am persuaded.
Well, they were both persuaded.
Yeah. But one of the translations says fully persuaded for one of the guys.
Yeah.
They'd already made up their minds.
Yeah.
They were like
right.
Pastor Steve. Pulling in the parking lot. He already knows what he's going to order. And so that's why I brought it up. I had a little fun with her. I can tease her about that. And she'll probably still do it, you know. And by the way, we actually went to Burger King, too. We've been out a little bit. I just told him we hardly ever do it, but we did it. And it was the same thing. So anyway. But what a great application, because most people do a lot of fast food, especially got little kids. They're going to fast food. But, Zion, our girls, they go, They order the same thing every time, don't they?
Chicken fries.
Yeah, chicken fries. Chicken with ketchup. They've already made up their mind. And that's where your faith goes, is a lot of... You know what? I'm going to back up and let you do this. Because you spoke on faith on Sunday. I was just about ready to say, you know what you want, and you know what you should do that. But that doesn't mean the world around you does what you want.
Right.
So you need faith. Talk about that a little bit, about where you're to look and how you're to feel when the circumstances.
Right, yes.
You know, the world could change pretty rapidly right now.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going to be. But how are we to think?
Yes, well, we are to always keep our eyes on Jesus, I think. Keep our eyes on the kingdom of God, because there's so many distractions. There's so many things bombarding people and needs in the world and the economy and blah, 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 and all of that stuff, that it's very easy to start being driven by all those things around us, the circumstances, the people, the needs, you know, the fears that are floating in the air. And so, but our strength comes from within, from Jesus, and he never changes.
Right.
And so just like Paul and Abraham, they were fully persuaded that God has the power to do what he's promised. Then, as you're saying, we already know what we want. We want what's in God's word. And so we hang on to that, and we know the word is promised, not a fish sandwich, or not a Burger King, you know, have it your way. But the word has promised stability and strength and confidence and provision and fearlessness and all that we need. And so we need to shift our focus and quit looking at the menu the world's offering us, but lift up our eyes, like God told Abraham, and look at those promises. And God said to Abraham, if you look all around, east, west, north, south, everywhere, if you can see it, you can have it. But for us, the seeing is in our hearts, and the seeing is in our spirit man, because we see Jesus and we see all the promises. And because we've decided, like you just said, we choose life. We've already chosen life. And then that life is in the word.
By the way, sorry, I was going to say, by the way, I've got good news for you. After Jesus was resurrected, he went to the beach, and he fixed a fish dinner for the guys. So they did have fish.
Yes. Yes, they did.
I just thought
it probably, never mind.
so apparently,
yeah.
When we get glorified bodies, you're at least going to get to eat fish. So I just wanted to give
I hope it's better quality than McDonald's. Yeah.
But anyway, the other part about that is, we're laughing about it, is when you drive up to that menu, I said, you know, I already know my choice before I get there. And then you're like some people, which is okay. It's only an example. But if I say too much, we might be arguing about menus and McDonald's and Burger King after this podcast is over. So I don't want to go there. But it is true. The Bible, God was emphatic. The Word of God was emphatic about that. I'm laying before you, everybody listening, life and death. What? Blessing and cursing. Well, what do we want? Everybody, you know, you got to want life and you want blessing. You don't want death. And you don't want cursing. How do you get life and blessing? Mm-hmm. He says, you have to pull up to that menu and know what you want and choose. You have to order it.
Choose it.
You choose it. How can I help you?
Yeah.
God says, you choose life. Yeah. I can't choose it for you, but you can choose it for you. And so it's this life that we're talking about, more faith, more life, all that. It's a choice. And people are lacking sometimes the faith to understand their choice is going to affect that life. Their choice is going to affect your blessing. So in churches and religion, we've been in it forever, you know, you'll see people just... You said this the other day. I just remembered. The day or day before. And you said to me, you know, we don't want people to pray prayers that Jesus didn't pray or intend. Remember you said that? And you said, because Jesus didn't pray, if it be your will.
Right.
Now, there is a scripture that says we should check out before we make plans for the future.
Right.
We should consider the will of God, whether we should go here or where. So, obviously, I mean, Jesus did say in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but your will be done.
Yeah.
Right? But that's a lot different if I say, not my will, I've canceled it, and your will be done, than saying what you said. Like, well,
you know, God, please heal this person if it be thy will.
Yeah.
Well, we already know what the will of God is. The will of God is healing. Or, you know, we pray, God, provide and take care of my family and bring in that goodness and that substance, or bring this answer, then tag it with, if it be thy will. Well, then we don't know the promises, and really, we should know his will. That's how Jesus operated. I mean, he spent all night praying and getting God's marching orders for him the next day. He knew God's will.
Right.
And then he went out and did it. So when he met the blind Bartimaeus saying, oh, you know, Jesus, have mercy on me, Jesus already knew it's God's will. It's my will and it's my Father's will to say, what do you want? And then blind Bartimaeus said, I want to be healed. I want this. And so I think just a lot of it has to do with getting settled. What we already know what God's will is. And if you have to end every prayer with, if it be thy will, then I don't think you ever read your Bible, actually.
Yeah, well, just that scripture alone tells us what his will is, and it's simplified. Okay,
yeah.
So the will of God's maybe a little more complicated than this, because, you know, there's a lot to God and his choices that he makes. But if you just want to narrow it down and say, okay, what is your will for me? I just told you what his will is. Blessing.
Yes.
Not cursing.
Right.
Life, not death. He wants you to live your life to the fullest. So when you're in that, or you're in a situation, and like you said, which way you look, because circumstances around us can change.
Yeah.
They can get hard. We've been married a long time. Relationships are hard sometimes to be with the same person all the time and figure out. So some of you in relationships that are maybe difficult, or you have kids that you're struggling in their behavior at school, or they don't do their homework, or they watch whatever it is. Financial. Let's stop on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I had another scripture. We're not going to get to it. We're going to be stuck in this one, but it is so good. Get this. Some of the biggest battles in churches over the years, and when you preach it, is that word blessing.
Yeah.
People don't have not only the faith, they don't have the understanding. What I made it as clear as can be. Choose blessing. Choose life.
Yeah.
Choose the blessing. Don't choose death. Okay. So then, exactly what you're saying, then when they get into a financial situation or difficult, or the house payment, or paycheck to paycheck, and, you know, just difficult things, and then you try to say, listen, we can turn this around because God's will for you is blessing. And, you know, people withdraw and even get angry and say, no, that's not it. You know, and they'll start arguing with you about being blessed. And I'm like, how can you do that? I've had preachers get up in their own churches and say, and preach against prosperity.
Yeah.
Saying, well, you know, God, these rich, quick people, Christians who want God, you just ask and it comes. And I'm thinking, what are you saying? You want to be prospered. And yet you don't believe in prosperity? You're double-minded.
Yeah.
What do you want? Should we say, nobody give anything in the offering today, because we certainly don't want to prosper. We don't want the church to have any money. And so there should be no question. Just like I'm right there at McDonald's, you're at McDonald's.
Yes.
And I have no question. That's the one I want. And I know it just like that. But others would say, I'd say blessing, and they go, well, I said, what are you doing? Choose life. Choose blessing, right? Come on.
Choose it.
It's right there. Just choose it.
Yeah, choose
go
it.
Go with it. And maybe you're going to have to learn a few things, how to connect with God a little better to get that going. But that doesn't matter. You need to get that theology, that idea in your head. God's not trying to hurt you. He doesn't want you to fail.
Mm-hmm.
He's not afraid for you to have money. He's only concerned that you love money, which people that don't have money love money. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have money to love money. We always think that people that have money must love money. Are you kidding me? It's people that they don't have a quarter.
Yeah.
And they love money. Those are the concerns. But once you get past that, then you know, like, you could probably tell this just as well as me. Whatever circumstance you're in, though, the bottom line is what? Blessing. The bottom line is life, right?
Yeah.
And once I know that, now you can put it together for me. Once I know that, then I'll choose to walk by faith which produces
the life.
Life. And I don't, I'm not thinking, if it be thy will to bless me, maybe it's your will that I fail. Maybe you're, oh yeah, how about this one? How about the people say, well, maybe God's trying to teach me something.
Oh,
I had a guy say that to me. He says, and it's been going on for a long time. He says, well, you know, maybe God's trying to teach me something. I said, well, what's wrong with you? Hurry up and learn. Right? Hurry up and learn then. Then you're the problem. It's like God's going to continue to educate me in stupidity my whole life, and it's never going to turn around. He's trying to teach me something. When do you just hurry up and learn, and then we'll get beyond it. So what we want you to learn today is we want to understand the Word of God. God says, this is what I'm going to lay before you, but you're going to have to pull up to the menu and say what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to, in my case, my advice is decide what you want before you get there. Because there are people behind you in their cars. No, but the point is made.
Yeah.
God says, choose it ahead of time. Don't wait for your circumstances to fall apart or you get afraid or the stock market this doesn't sound good or whatever. Or you go to the doctor, you mentioned healing and health and brain. You go to the doctor and you get a bad report, and then you scramble and you say, oh, I got to start believing in blessing. I got to start believing in healing. I got to start believing God's good. I got to go, I got to remember what that McDonald's menu is. You know? No, you know what the menu is before you get there. You know what the Bible says. You know that it's a place of blessing, and you know God wants to bless your life. And it's his choice that he's put before you that you can choose. He chooses to give you the choice to live by faith. And the more faith, the more life. And then I think today we can tag on to it too. The more faith, the more life, the more blessing, right?
Yes.
So just get that in you. Whatever you're going through, God still wants to bless you. And he's going to help you get out of it. And if you listen to people like us, you don't have to listen just to us, but if I was floundering around in a church that was just telling me to hang on and hope it gets better, I'd want to hear somebody teach some faith to me and say, you tell me how God can help me get out of this. How do I get out of this mess? And that's what we do. We help people get out of their messes and get walking by faith until it's more life. Well, Kathy, I hope these people will tell their friends and tell about this podcast.
Me too.
I try to tell them. Oh yeah, and I'm gonna try to have her on here as many weeks as I can. So you be sure and check back next time too, and we'll be talking about something that's important then too, from the Word of God and life, and maybe I'll find another pet peeve. I don't know. We'll see. No, you know what's gonna happen? She's gonna find hers. She's going to look all week long to try to figure out a pet peeve she can talk to you about and tell you about hers next week. But tell your friends about it. You know, you can go and get products from this, especially If You Only Knew, A Guide to the Clueless Generation. Mm-hmm. And if ever there, I wrote this tiny, five-chapter book because people are busy. They don't have time to read a lot of times. Not everybody has time to read a lot. You can download it, I think, for free still, but you can also buy it and have a hard copy. 5 chapters. But it will open your eyes to what's going on in the world today and what not the government and not another government, not the president and not a senator and not a House of Representatives, but what the preachers are supposed to be preaching and what the people are supposed to be doing. And it will turn this thing around. If there's bad things look like going to happen, they might be predictable, but they're also preventable. And that's what we want to help you prevent bad things, trouble. They can be stopped. And so get that book. Some other things. I listened. I got a CD on there. I happened to catch a song by accident on my own phone that was there. Oh, yeah, it's me. You can get that. It's called You Will Restore. And so tell your friends and get a part of this. You're going to hear things here that you're not going to hear anywhere else. That's why it's worth, if you listen to whoever you want to, but it's worth to listen to this too. So till next time, Steve and Kathy say bye-bye.